Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Rivers. Batting second. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting third. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Spencer. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley bunts towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. Norwood moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chambliss for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall strikes out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Norwood takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall misplays the ball. That's an error on Randall. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carew hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Twins 0. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-1 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Nettles scores. It's 3-0, Yankees. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spencer moves to third. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Rivers reaches second base with a double. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and has Rivers trapped. There's the throw to Cubbage and over to Randall, who tags Rivers for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0-for-2 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Larry Wolf pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a line drive towards the mound. Lyle catches it and throws to first to double up Carew. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Larry Wolf now playing third base. Max Scherzer now pitching. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spencer strikes out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rivers hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivers, who is chasing the ball. Weiniger reaches third base with a triple. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. It's 3-1, Yankees. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Craig Cusick now playing left field. Willie Norwood now playing right field. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 3 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 3 in the game. Munson strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scherzer fires to first and has Jackson trapped. There's the throw to Smalley, who tags Jackson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.